The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Oh God, Father, thank you. We are grateful to you. We bless your name. Thank you for Confess 2026. It was just like yesterday when we gathered like this, 2025, and we celebrated this feast. Thank you for sparing our lives. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you, O God of heaven, for the ones we still observed in coming years. Thank you because it will be far better than this. Lord, by then, we'll have grown, we'll have developed, we'll have been able to bear much fruits in the name of Jesus. Lord, breathe upon your word, O God. Grant grace, grant entrance. Lord, move in any dimension you so choose in the name of Jesus. Today, tomorrow, O God of heaven, let rivers flow in the name of Jesus. Thank our Father. Now, God, we give you praise and we give you glory. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Our brotherhood. Honestly, I believe this is just the triune God is all about. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is a who that no other person can penetrate. In fact, within the last 2 days of looking at this, it is like Pastor Lee was saying the other time, is actually a cult, is a fraternity. That's actually what we are actually involved in. And get it and get it right. The way God is, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the way the three of them are in one, and none of them is seeking to be like the other. None of them is trying to take the place of another. That's actually what God wants the body to come into. And for years, He has been seeking to achieve that. But I see that within the last few years, you know, around here, that thing is breaking and we are coming into it. Where, guess what? Let's do a little painting of scripture. Guess how God, the Son, and God, the Father, and God, the Holy Spirit, guess what will be going on in their mind when God, the Word, hung on the cross and said, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Think about it. Apostle Joshua was going through a thing. And daddy and mommy, it seems as if they are 1 million miles away from him. Even you, as parents, at that point in time, will you be happy where you are? I don't know whether I'm communicating. So it was like God the Father, God, the Holy Spirit, they were up there. May He not miss it. And the Son is saying, why did they live at the hour of need? And if, you know, do we say something in Yoruba? But at a point in time, you know, when He was even arrested at the garden, He said, very soon, all of you, you will leave me alone. You will all run away from me. The one Pastor Lydia talked about, that one is even still small. That eat my body, except you eat, and all of them say, we are not cannibals, please. What is it teaching? That all of them, they ran. At this time around, He now said to them, He said, to the disciples, the pastors, like she was saying, He said, you, will you not go away? But they said, no, we are not going. We already discovered something. You have the word of what? Eternal life. Now, that one is one. But this time around, it was at the hour of need, when he needed people to surround him and say, you are not arresting him. But he told them, he said, the hour is coming when all of you, you will leave me alone. But he said, yet I am not alone. Do you know that you can be in a crowd like this, yet you are lonely? But there comes a time in that your loneliness, somebody can come, approach you, and just greet you with a smile, and that balloon just burst. And that is how sensitive God wants us as a body to operate. That your brother's burden becomes your burden. You can feel what she's going through. Acts 4, I'll read from verse 32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things how? They had all things how? Common. Now, before we go there, no, just keep me there. And the multitude of them that believed were of what? One what? And what? One heart and one soul. The reason why none of them considered what they had as personal possession is because work has been done on the heart and on the soul. And so that is why we need to submit our heart and our soul to be what? To be worked upon. Once your heart, the car you labored to buy, the house you labored to build, the reason why, you know, there are people who will not pick a brother inside their car after service, man. I used to have somebody, no matter what, and he has a good car. No matter what, once service is over, pick his Bible, greet in his car. Even if you live in the same compound with him, he won't pick you. In the church, man, in town here, I don't know, you can't be cleaner than God, can you? Even you walk and you trek on the floor, Abby. Your shoe gather dust and sand, yes or no? But you say people know when they enter my car, you know, they just get it dirty and, you know, there's sand everywhere. Inside my own jekele car there, I park. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because you want your car to be always neat, you know, neat. Okay. But your heart is not neat. Your heart is polluted. Your heart cannot accommodate. So he wouldn't pick. And I told him, I said, one day, those people you won't pick, one day you will need them to pick you. Because this thing, we need to die. Just as we have heard. And I remember when we started, the issue was death, that we need to die to self. We need to die to ourselves. Until you so die, you cannot live. That living is to help you to do what? To accommodate others. So our hearts, we must submit our hearts to God. We must submit our hearts to the words that we have been hearing and will still hear. We must allow that word to gain entrance, and not just gain entrance, it must do what it's supposed to do. To change the heart of stone to the heart of flesh. To circumcise our heart so that the things of God coming will be able to do what? To accommodate them. The soul, once your soul is intact as it was in the beginning, so it is and so shall it be. Once you remain at that level, there are things you can't come into. You are gathered together, you know, like he said, the multitude of them who that believed were of one heart. Now, that is why we can easily notice somebody whose heart and soul has not actually gone through that journey. When there's a demand, you always resist it. Once there's a call, you are not there. You give excuse. It shows the heart and the soul, they are not ready for the body. I've been to Selah Church before. Why? I have Selah people around me. I have Catholic people around me. I have Deeper Life. In fact, one of my younger brother is a pastor in Deeper Life. Answer. Beyond that natural blood, there is another thing. There is a higher level of bonding in the family. Because, sir, Yoruba man will tell you, entabasuti la man shekini. The reason why I will keep offending you is because we're on the same bed. We're in the same family. If I'm going on the road and somebody did like this to me, I might not set my eyes on you until Jesus Christ comes. Is that okay? But if my brother did like this to me, tomorrow I will still see him. Next week I will still see him. And if God just so ordained, when the usher is bringing me, he asked me to sit beside him. Now, how do I, what goes on? What are the transactions? Why we are seated side by side? Now, if the heart has not been worked upon, bitterness will be emitting. And if the other guy is more sensitive, he will be feeling the heat. Not to now worsen the whole thing. Pastor now asks that brother to come and preach. Once they call his name, what happens to you? Something, your tummy will run. Sir, at that time, you cannot. Your things will be your thing. And that's why I tell people, those who are married, I hear this of recent, sir, Ama, they said, the husband's money is our money. The wife's money is my money. Okay, ma. I know that's not your policy, ma. Now, where is the heart? Where is the soul, sir? I was to proofread this thing somebody said about his wife, you know, preparing for the burial of the wife, the program, burial program. You know, the husband wrote an epistle about his wife. Now, so I was with the printer, the man doing the program to proofread. As I was reading, I kept reading and reading and reading. I got stuck somewhere. And I began to ask questions. I said, who wrote this? As if I'm doing exam. Who said it? To whom? On what occasion? I said, who wrote it? I said, brother so-and-so. To whom? I said, to his wife. Where is she? Is she hearing what the husband is saying? You don't understand what I'm trying to say. Write it from Nigeria to anywhere. The husband, the wife is what? Where to hear. And the question was this. I said, God, am I sure that this woman heard 1% of this before she died from the husband? From that day, that was many years ago, she was one of us back then in Holy Ghost Center. From that day, over 20 years ago, I told myself, everything I needed to say to my wife, especially to my wife, you are looking beautiful. The only girl in Olagun to your family. You are my. So that when this life is no more, I will have poured all the love I have for her to her while I am alive. And I also pick, I'm just saying something. I also pick something from daddy. One day he called me. He said, Benga, when you are coming from Akure, if it's just one, what is it called? One snail. You want to buy? Buy it. Bring it. It is one banana. Bring it. He said, it is what you give me while I'm alive that I benefit from. He said, when I am gone, I can't taste it. If you paint my house, he said, all those things you are doing it for your guest. For your own yubuga to show a proof. Now, why? What is the lesson? What is the message there? Why your brother is still alive, is still sitting with you, appreciate him. Show him love. Let him know that you love him. Let her know that you love her. Let her know that, oh, just looking at you, you are a blessing. Sas, ma, hear me. And hear me well. Everything is not money. I saw mama the other time. She sent it. You don't know how deep that can be. Sas, ma, from little things like this, when you are not accustomed to it, your system is not used to it. When it comes to greater demand of other things, sir, you will resist it. The best thing you will do is bolt out, go to another church. You don't know that this thing is everywhere. The new place you go to, a time will come, there will be demand also. It is natural when a church is in building, people don't stay. Especially when you have a building project. Because they know demand will come. How far can you run away from God? No wonder God is scared to bless the church. He's scared to bless the church. But you should be free. When he said, when God said, the cattle upon 1,000 hills belongs to me. The silver belongs to me. And the gold is mine. I said, kilo long fi silver she. Do they spend gold in heaven? Now, that one is even understandable. What is you doing with cattle? Now, these are things that pertaining to them. And it is his will to do what? Give them to us. So when he now begins to look and search our heart and our soul, that this soul is not ready to handle millions. If somebody gives you 10,000, you can't pay tithe of 10,000. You think God will not trust you? We entrust 1 million naira into your hands. What's the tithe of 1 million naira? Me, give 100,000. Your soul is calculating what 100,000 can do. You can't see yourself just 100,000. Such heart. Because our hearts, sir, they are living. They are with us. Our soul also, like we have been taught so much about, the issue of the soul. The soul has been stolen. It was stolen by the devil and, like Mama Helen said, it has been ruined. She made a statement during the conference. She said, we walk into ruin and we must walk back into life. So when a soul, when it comes to embracing the body, when we are not yet there, what transpired then with the testimony of Pastor Lydia and you is actually the state of the soul. The time she couldn't just come because of the when the world started coming, the heart started opening and opening and opening. I saw the way she held you and other times the other time. You are laughing as if she's your wife. You understand what I'm saying? Now, see that now, there is no longer what? Any resentment. You can accommodate yourself despite. Now, are you sure you have actually become more handsome? The gap is still there. You are still needy. But something has actually happened to the heart and the soul. So that is why part time, when you have opportunity to allow God to work on your heart and your soul, is actually taking you to a place where nothing in this world matters to you again. Now, that is until that is done, you will keep considering. When that is done, you will no longer consider that everything, anything you have, any of your possession was your own. You see it as what? Our own. You know, when we got to Lagos, I think, Reverend, you were telling me the number of people in Pastor Emeka's house. You know, the last time when we went for the burial, we were with Pastor Tayo. Come and see. I said, this is another eternal life embassy. People were sleeping. Some will come around two, sleep before you wake up, they are gone again. In the sitting room, everywhere, jam-packed. Sir, not everybody has such heart. Not everybody's soul that can accommodate. Some of them, 90% of them, they are not blood relations. Just brethren in the church. Now, blessed are you if you are not yet there, because it's actually preparatory. What you are going through now is to prepare you for that time where you can accommodate good, bad, ugly. You understand that? Good, bad, ugly. Souls new. When souls like that, when they come, they will come home raw. You have been in the house before. Were you as refined as you are now? Souls given to lust will come to the house. Given to self will come to the house. And at the end of the day, the essence of that coming is to do what? To heal that soul. To work on that soul and that heart so that with time, the soul and heart begins to yield to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, like I said the other time, that brotherhood, it is actually God himself, they have set themselves as what? As an example for the body. That the way they are, undivided, undefiled. And that's the way they want the body, they want us to relate together. Praise the Lord. You know, the binding force or that wire or that thing, that cord that binds us together, it is not twine. It's not a physical rope. It is what? The love of Christ. The love of Christ. The love of Christ. And it is so strong that when you come, see, when you hear, come and taste and see that the Lord is good. It's not something that anybody, you can't explain it to somebody. Until you come into it and you taste. That is when you will not discover that this wine is sweeter than the wine I've been tasting outside there. You don't understand. Until you come in and you taste it, that is when you will know that this thing tastes differently. That the love here is not like the love of give me sweet and I give you peppermint. You taught us that one many years ago. You know, it's not the love of you give me sweet and I give you peppermint. No. It's a love that you give without expecting anything back. Whether he says thank you, or she says thank you, or she sends you a thank you message, you don't mind. Because in actual fact, your eyes and your heart and your soul has been opened to see that whatever I do to Bronnie or Pastor Nii, I'm doing it to Christ. So that is why I have issues with people. They tell you that when you pay your tithe, you give in church, you are the pastor is growing fatter. After all, this one has not grown to the fatter and his tummy is not coming. Is the pastor is growing fatter and church members are... You don't understand. The same way people cannot discern the emblem of the communion. That when you take it in bitterness, you take it in sin, you are eating actually what? Damnation. That's why some people are weak. That's why some people are dying. So the same thing, every supply into the body, it is to whom? It is to Jesus. So that is why you are not bothered whether because you help mama to carry her bag, she didn't say, thank you, my daughter, and rub your back the way she always rub Pastor Lillian's back. Next time she's coming, you turn your eyes like this. You get busy. You know that kind of busy. And you don't know that he that rewards is not this just physical hand or physical mouth. So let's get, you know, ourselves together and get what God is saying to us about the brotherhood. It is actually a time and a season to actually bond. Let me just take me to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Thank you. Verse 1 and 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. That means there is a manner. There is a kind. There is a type of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. So now, when we begin to operate in this kind of bestowed love, it's different from the love outside there. And so, when you live and you operate in that, the world, they cannot understand you. Now, let's read on verse 2. It says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. This is sweet. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Sir, we are not looking it now. We are not looking like it now. It seems as if the brotherhood is not real now. It's as if all these things, are they achievable? So he said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. The world is yet to know that we are actually the sons of God. He said, it does not yet appear. Kai. Sir, ma, it does not yet appear what we shall be. They cannot comprehend it. They cannot see it. But let's just, even us. You know, there are times you do some things, you begin to wonder, is it true? Did I actually do that? I don't know whether you have given something out, something so precious to you. In fact, my wife is good at that. Mommy, there was a day somebody sent this beautiful shoe. Unfortunately, the person did not forget to remove the label, the price tag. And I saw it. Wow. Exactly like I said. Wow. My salary for some months cannot buy this one. As you know, I fit her and everything. Only for one day, somebody you least expect, ma, just came home. And I saw my wife go inside. Before I could follow her, she was out. And she packed it. I hope you will manage it. You will. Inside my soul. Say soul. Soul. I was looking at it and she just wrapped it And I said, just like that, willingly, without thinking twice. Now, it was what she said later when we got talking that actually broke me. And that actually helped my soul. Sir, we all need help. In fact, man, I have come to conclude and realize that every man needs help. No matter your height, sir, you need help. In fact, the reason why you need help, that's why God brought a wife to you. That's why you must not marry another person's wife. Make sure it is the one God designed for you. She will supply plenty help to you. And so she just packed it. So when the person is gone, we saw her off. And I said, Ifemi, you did not even consider me. You did not even take time to ask me a question. You just went inside like that and just... She said, Ifemi, I told you once that somehow when I wear that shoe for some minutes, it begins to pain, you know, I begin to feel pain. I said, but we can adjust it, we can take it all. She said, the cobblers we have around here, you know, they will tamper with it, it will be useless. I won't be able to use it, and I won't be able to give it out. And I look at myself. I said, Benga, you are foolish. See, you know, there are times we need to come into all of this. None of them consider that what they have belongs to them. Until you go through it, sir, you might not be able to give it out. So from that day, what is it? What is it? Will he not perish with this world? Mommy, will he not perish? I keep saying it. All the things, I keep saying it. I think maybe I've said it here before. My father-in-law, my mother-in-law, all their certificates, traveled to America. I went for this, did everything. We saw everything, the receipt, the certificate, everything. They are inside my room now. I'm thinking of what shall we do with this thing? When we take it back to Elisha, what are we going to do with it? Come on. We will burn it. Where are they? Sir, don't run after vanity. Let's stop chasing vanity.
We thank you, our Father, Kababruko Sifeleketebelenino Ontariandesh, Kai Volian at Sianteba, the Rotten Tian. I'm opening you up to the wisdom of life. The wisdom of life. Kapato Shientan. You have come to the threshold of wisdom to learn life. The life I brought, the life I have given to all men. For you to enjoy, in designing your brother, makaka tuali de belenosha, kasi velekoton de prohoten, to come into the blessing I have ordained, ako sataliande, for your togetherness attracts the heavens and attracts heavenly blessings. Keposhia, ezua telianten. It's a season to discern even your brother. Makapo prohande veleketua ashifa atelianrenoshe. To attract even the blessing that I give. Yes, it will not be easy. Yes, the path may not be easy. But then therein is the blessing. Elona shia katana. Ekoka. Kalien toshia. Align your heart to be blessed of the blessing I am given. Align your heart. Open up your heart to receive of this love, to receive of this blessing I am given. For I have brought even the blessing of life, to everyone. Kakosu atelian, even to you, to be blessed by me, It's an hour of blessing. Receive every instruction. Receive every commandment, even with an open heart, for therein lies your blessing.
Thank you, our Father. Can we briefly just respond to that and just open our hearts and tell God, I receive this blessing. I receive this blessing. I receive this blessing. Thank you, our Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, our Lord. In Jesus' name, we have received. Just give me First Peter as I round off. First Peter chapter 2. How did you know? Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Honor all men. Love what? The brotherhood. Please, don't do evil against the brotherhood. When you see the kind of love bond going on in the church, don't do evil to it. Love it. Love it to the extent, you know, it's not possible. Like I was discussing with somebody recently, and he was talking to me about the church. Sir, I don't understand. He was complaining. I don't understand. In the church, there's clique, there's group, there's, you know, and other things. I said, go from this place, from this church, go to another church, even go to the most terrible church. You will find it there. It is everywhere. Now, there's nowhere we will get to. There's nowhere we will get to. Even if we all go to Lagos, the kind of relationship, look at it now, after programs in Lagos. You see the way, there is a way we still, you know, the Ondo, the us. There is a way we sit together. There is a way. There is just a way. No matter who you are, no matter your anointing today, you can't come in and break into it. Sell anything to me about him, I won't buy. I won't eat. Because you don't know when the journey started. What we have built is a journey of many years, many decades. So when God is asking us to love the brotherhood, go to God, the Father, and begin to talk ill of the Son. Can you approach him? Can you even get close to him? With what mouth will you say anything against Jesus to the Father? So the same thing in the body. The only thing you can do to the brotherhood is to do what? To love it. When you see godly relationship, godly fellowship, the best you can do, sir, is to do what? Love it. You can't come into that level of love if you don't understand how to honor people. Learn. Let's come to a place where we learn how to give honor to whom honor is due. Sir, ma, my jocular way of talking to people, there is no man that is not handsome. There is no lady or woman that is not beautiful. Depends on your eyes. Depends on your what? Your eyes. And when your eyes is double, evil, you won't see beauty. You won't see handsomeness. But when you have the eyes like that of Jesus, when you look at your brother, you will see Jesus on him. Love will flow from you. So, in closing, I beg you, I beseech you, just like the apostles always say, I beseech you in the name of the Lord, love the brotherhood. Do no evil to the brotherhood. Don't bring conflicts. Don't bring division to the brotherhood. And that's an instruction. That's an instruction. Well, that's what? That's what? That's what? To who? To me. To love the brotherhood. And to honor all men. And lastly, to do what? Oh, fear God. When you come into the fear of God, to honor men will be so easy. And to love the brotherhood will be much, much easier. Honor the king. Walk in God's fear. Honor the king. Love the brotherhood. It shall be well with you.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.